The man doesn't want the truth to get out. I can tell.
No, he doesn't.
Because our server's been crashing all day.
Somebody got their greasy little hands on our server.
Yeah, twice in 15 minutes.
Yeah. Well, I'm Scott L.
I'm Doug.
And we're going to have to go to break here.
Yep, because...
You know what? Corporate will not let us do anything else, so we're, hey, we'll be right back.
So we
after
have
these,
to go to break.
Yeah, we have to take a break.
Welcome
sorry.
To Ghostly Talk, but it's break time.
It's break
at 7:30,
time. Hey,
so
man. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back.
Have you heard of the internet's newest Ghost Talk radio show? Visit us on the web at www.floridaghosthunters.com. Our show airs live on Sunday evenings between 9 and 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Join us if you dare.
Ghostly Talk, sticking our nose in the world's business.
Now, what happened to your journalistic responsibility?
What do you mean journalistic responsibility? I talk about aliens for crying out loud.
Yeah? And what do you think aliens are?
Why talking about this kind of stuff?
Aliens'
responsibility is usually holding the truth back. I'm trying to bring it back out to people and let them see these things.
There you go.
I think we got one vote on your side, Clyde.
What are you talking about?
Well, you do. A lot of people are on my side, I think.
Well, that's good. That's good.
Ghost hunting. My ethereal anti-drug. not my fault.
It's your fault.
It's not my fault. It's someone else's fault. I'm positive.
Oh.
I wasn't even here.
No, you weren't. You're right. You're right.
I pulled in. You guys were waiting for me. I'm Doug.
I'm Scott L.
This is Ghostly Talk.
Sort of.
It's kind of a really interesting Ghostly Talk.
Yeah, we haven't gotten anything done yet.
No,
it's
absolutely
great.
Zero
this is
done.
Great.
This yeah.
is like the most unproductive Ghostly Talk, but we're having the most fun, too,
we started
ironically.
The show and we had to go to break because it was break time.
You guys don't get to hear what happens, you know, when the mics are turned off and it's just like, blah! We're sitting there just laughing hysterically. So sorry, hey, you know, servers go down. This is internet radio, so we don't have a gigantic, you know,
budget,
big tower hanging off the house right now to like keep transmitting our signal. So we're dependent upon servers, unfortunately, to push our signal out into the world and get the message out there. What message that is, we don't know where it is yet.
Well, yeah, we're still making up the message as we go along.
Yeah.
What happens is the Ghostly Talk is done by Scott L., Will, and myself, and Karma when she's around. In our basement.
Yeah.
You know, in the basement.
Yeah.
And it's really a production done by amateur ghost hunters for ghost hunters. You
do-it-yourself show.
Yeah.
That's how it's always been.
And it's part of, you know, freedom, you know, power to the people. Yo, man, power of the internet, you know.
Hey, man, you can't control me, man.
And of course, we rely on a collaboration of stuff scattered throughout the world. We have a server in Texas, which evidently is experiencing technical difficulties.
I told you before the show, he's not feeling like he's appreciated.
I know. We're going to have to email that server.
We have to talk to the server.
Say, dear server,
we really appreciate you.
Love, Doug. Or something like that.
Yeah, exactly.
And
we think you're wonderful.
Yeah. And keep up the good work.
I'll get on one knee.
On the transistor or whatever. Yeah.
I'll get on one knee and propose. I think that'll work.
The server may like that. You don't
know. What's that server's name? Veronica or something?
I hope so.
What do I say that for?
Veronica.
What do I say that for? I'm going to eat.
Yeah, you're going to get emails.
After the show for that one. Anyways, a lot of things going on, though. A lot of things going on.
Yeah.
I mean, it's been one of those days. It's been chaotic today. We've all been running around going nuts.
I was late for the show.
Yeah.
Oh, almost late for
the show. Almost, yeah. Well,
I mean, we
might as well have been late for the show. Let's just put it that
way. I could have been. Yeah, I didn't know that, or else I would have not, you know, ran over a couple people on the way back from the airport. But, you know.
Yeah, you know.
You know,
poor guys. Well, they were insignificant anyways.
Yeah. I don't think they were ghostly talking.
Do they have a bell in their hand and a Santa Claus outfit on? If it was them, I think you just did everybody a favor.
Yeah. I'll have to check.
What are they doing in traffic anyways?
I know. They shouldn't have been. Shouldn't have been.
It's like those old people. What are those old guys who sit out in traffic and, you know, I know they're trying to give money to needy and stuff like that, but these people are right in the middle of traffic in rush hour.
Yeah. Yeah. They do it.
And you got a guy like me who is, like, always in a hurry. No matter where I go, it don't matter what's going on. I'm in a hurry.
I think it's you and everyone else in a car.
Yeah.
On the road. See? They're in a hurry now.
They're in a hurry right now outside.
You guys may not have been able to hear that because of these high-quality microphones, but they're honking
outside. Well, a fan came by the house and honked. They know where we broadcast from.
Yeah.
So, yeah, what are we talking about? Anyways.
Okay.
So there's a lot going on. We've been running around all day long. It's been... Seems like for me, you're on 3 hours sleep right now. I'm crusted out. Will's a mess. And on top of that, we got servers crashing left and right, and they're not feeling appreciated. So we're really sorry about that.
Yeah, really interesting. Live radio.
Live radio. That's just what happened.
Yeah.
There's a lot of things coming up, actually. We've been contacting the proper people for January 2004. Ghostly Talk is coming at you full blown.
Oh,
not messing around.
It is going to be
crazy.
The most exciting month of Ghostly Talk ever.
We're really excited about it. What's going to happen, actually, even farther ahead, let's just say March 15th. Let's just throw a date out there for fun right now. Probably won't be right, but let's just throw March 15th is going to be the 2-year anniversary of Ghostly Talk.
Yeah, we actually were on the air the last week of February, 2 years ago.
But those shows suck because we got rid of them.
Yeah,
they're terrible. So.
Those shows,
we didn't even want to admit that we did them. Sorry.
But yeah, those shows are not in the archives due to server space limitations.
Yeah, exactly.
But
we own them, so we can do whatever we want with them.
if you happen to have a bootleg copy of shows 1-13, you may as well hang on to them because they're going to be worth gold. Because I am not ever going to release them.
No, unless we get like, hey man, I'm going to give you $1 million for those right now.
$1 million.
And he puts his pinky finger in his on the end of his mouth, and we go, I want to blow up the world.
Laser.
I'm waiting for Rob and Bob to put him up on their site.
Best not. I mean, that's all I can say.
Okay, well, all right. Well, I'm going to go with Bug on this one. I'm going to agree with Bug on this one.
They're so bad.
No, they can't do it. You will not do it. You will not do it. I'm pointing right now. You will not do it.
So the, two-year anniversary.
That's in March.
The party will be in March.
Let's jump back to January, though.
But back in January, which is next month.
Yeah, January 18th. We'll start off with this.
This is confirmed. This is written in stone.
Yesterday, it was
right
dead.
Now. Yeah.
Troy Taylor will be appearing on Ghostly Talk.
I mean,
if you don't know who Troy Taylor is, goodbye. Get off the internet. You're banned. You can't come. Troy Taylor.
You can't come. You can't come. No.
Troy Taylor is a world-renowned ghost hunter.
And author?
An author of everything.
Amazing author. He wrote every book, I think, in a lot of people's libraries.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
And if you don't know the name Troy Taylor, he's all over the place. You can actually find him at Prairie Ghosts. That's where a lot of his work is at.
That's his
site.
PrairieGhosts.com.
So, yeah, prairieghosts.com. I can't spell it.
And, of course, he does all those things in Alton, Illinois, which, of course, we wanted to go to last year. We wanted to go to a couple of them. And Kelly Kelly's like, oh, we're going to go to Alton, Illinois and do all these things, and it's going to be great. And it just never happened because it turns out Alton, Illinois is like 11-hour drive from here.
Yeah.
It must be the part of Illinois that is
like
the
farthest
away.
The very corner of Illinois.
It must be because
they're like right on the border of whatever outside of Illinois, farther away from us.
Is there another state on the other side of Illinois?
I think so. Is that or just water? I don't really know.
I think it's another planet.
What, Troy Taylor?
Yeah.
January 18th, 2004, he's going to be on the show. On top of that, we were contacted today, today by Mr. Aaron Donahue.
Yes.
Why am I grabbing my teeth as I speak? I'm sorry.
Yeah,
I
it's like you
school.
Don't want to really say it. But
no, yeah, Aaron Donahue.
That is the
he's very
biggest
very
news.
Yeah.
I'm just so excited.
We have to confirm a date on that. You will definitely be hearing about it. He'll be making another appearance on Ghostly Talk also.
And we are extremely excited and honored.
On top of that, also, we're going to be having Pat Fitzhugh.
We're talking to Pat Fitzhugh.
He's coming on the show also to talk to us about the Bell Witch.
Of course, Bell Witch, Kate Fast.
He is the man.
He's the one.
He's
yes.
the guy. You want to find out about the Bell Witch, you have to go, oh my God. I don't want to say bellwitch.com.
I think it's KateFest.com.
KateFest.com. Is it KateFest.com?
If you go to KateFest.com, it'll link to his main site. But the one that I and he does have a main site other than KateFest.com.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I don't remember the actual main site. It's in my
links.
I just click
on it. Look up Bell Witch. Look up Bell Witch on Google.
And it'll be all over.
Pat
has a site called KateFest.com.
Yeah. Brilliant.
You can link to it from there.
Please go to that site, check it out, because we're going to be having him on the show also. Who else did we talk to?
Would that rock if he, like, said, hey, would you guys, like, come down to Kate Fest and stuff?
And, like, hang out?
Yeah, and hang out with us and, like, do Kate things?
Yeah. Hint, hint, hint. Yeah, I'll fly you down. Hint, 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 hint. Yeah, I'll take care of everything. Hint, hint, hint.
I don't think Kate Fest makes that much money, do you? It might.
Oh, come on, man. Okay, yeah. So, yeah, lots of guests coming up. January is going to be a big month here at Ghostly Talk.
And there's more, too, because I'm working on a couple, a couple really, really interesting ones, that I things that fascinate me.
Okay.
And I'm hoping...
Well, it's all about you, Dad.
Oh, of course.
It's all about you.
Hey, you know, why not?
Yeah.
Why can't it be my year?
It is
Al Franken had a year on Saturday Night Live. If he can have a year, I want 2004 to be Doug year.
Doug Semig year. Okay.
Why not?
I'll declare it. I'll get drunk on New Year's Eve and say, this is Doug Savage's year! I'm not drunk! Don't talk to me.
So, but yeah, I mean, no. Just that one show, I
oh,
beg,
God, yes.
I beg your indulgence. The guest that I'm primarily working on, I'm just dying to get on the radio. I think it would be awesome.
Mm-hmm. I think it'll be wonderful. So yeah, a lot coming up.
Still on the air. Let me check.
A lot coming up though.
Yes, we are.
Yay!
Hooray! So yeah, yay. January 2004 is going to be a
we're looking real forward to
just an absolute banner month.
Well, every year we're trying to just make this make the show stronger and bigger and more ridiculous. And
I think the ridiculous part we got down.
Yeah. We figured that one out.
We really got that one down.
So we just said, yeah, we have to make it more informative, I guess, now.
I mean, the problem with having guests, and I absolutely love having guests because, you know, we started the show to learn and to teach, but mostly to learn because, you know, we're just amateur ghost hunters and amateur broadcasters.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the thing is
25 cents on the table now.
A lot of the guests that we have.
Yeah.
I just want to bring them all back. We've had Tamara Thorne was
twice,
on twice.
Twice. Aaron's been on twice.
Aaron's been on twice.
I want to bring Heidi Hollis back.
Desperately want Heidi Hollis.
Heidi Hollis is just too much fun.
Desperately.
We loved listening to what she had to say.
she's fun.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
She's fun. She's interesting. She does a lot of hard work.
We got to contact him like tonight, Mr. Winston Wu.
That's right.
He's back from
overseas.
So we need to get a hold of him. Yes. I've been thinking about that. I still have his paper in my folder.
Yes.
And we need to get him back. So Winston Wu will be back real soon.
Yeah, because doing a show on skeptics is extremely important.
Because we really haven't done one.
Right.
We tried, and then everything died on us. And
right.
That's when
the
great
SoundCloud
meltdown of 2003.
Yes.
Yeah. That was when we lost everything. So
is that picture still in the pictures section?
Yeah, or? Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, he was on, technically speaking. He was on, I guess.
Yeah.
That's why his picture went up there.
So the sound card was so
It was
dead.
Disgusting. So, we went and checked out a house last night.
Yes. We went ghost hunting.
Go
figure.
We went ghost hunting.
Yeah. We went ghost hunting.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Well, what happened was Kelly is, you know, EnchantedSoul.com.
Yeah.
Kelly of Enchanted Soul, she talks to all these people. And one of them says, hey, you know, I've had these manifestations or these things happen in my house.
Mm-hmm.
Can you come check it out? So he told her, you know, pretty much the lowdown.
Mm-hmm.
And then we went there to try and gather evidence.
Now, the funniest part about this place that we went to was that when I was house shopping, I was looking at homes in this...
Subdivision.
We'll call it a subdivision.
I think that's a good idea.
I was looking at homes in this exact subdivision, and I did a search on this particular type of home in Google, in case you've never been there before, and it, for some weird reason, the name of this housing community came up in the Shadowlands.
Yes.
Which the Shadowlands owns Google as far as paranormal, you know, locations go.
It's a tie. It's a tie between Paranormal News and Shadowlands.
And Ghost Zoo, too.
Oh, and Ghost Zoo, yeah.
So, sure enough, though, it pops up in the Shadowlands, and I'm like...
Interesting. I know the proprietors, or I talked to the proprietors of two of those three websites.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know the people from the Shadowlands.
No.
Why don't? You do? Okay.
Okay,
cool.
Google knows them.
Oh, we
so,
have
you know,
in.
We're in. We're in. Cool. So... This comes up on Google, and I'm like, that's kind of strange. So I bring it up, and I find out that this particular mobile, I don't really want to give a name. I don't like doing this because we get people in trouble, and we get in
right.
trouble. So we're just going to say this particular community came
when,
up.
We had mentioned Savage House.
And, yeah, the place got trashed, so I don't want to be responsible for any more of this.
Yeah, no more of that. So this community
came up, and I'm looking at it. All sorts of paranormal occurrences go on in this community. Namely, on the outskirts of the community, there are people that say they have seen shadowy figures walking around on the outskirts.
Mm-hmm. And there's also a train track thing that runs near there.
Mm-hmm.
And people tend to go out because it's a lot of land and it's fairly clear, you know,
yeah.
near the train tracks. And if you're not on the train tracks to get, you know, killed or whatever,
mm-hmm.
You're just walking around on the land. It's a great area just to, like, walk your dog or go for a walk
yeah.
or you know, go out and just, like, stare at the sky or whatever you want to do.
Mm-hmm.
It's a great property. When you're walking along near there,
mm-hmm.
evidently, and this is what the homeowner told us.
Yeah. And he had no idea about it.
He had no idea that it was
written
up on the internet.
He is not a very internet-savvy person.
No, there's no computer. I saw a computer keyboard in the house. I did not see a computer itself.
Okay.
So unless it was, like, tucked away,
yeah.
I think that they're just not even on the internet.
Okay.
And he had no clue that there was a history to the... Or a reported
in this housing
history
community,
to,
yeah.
in this community. And he told us that he would go walking near the train tracks and hear footsteps behind him as if someone's walking with them. And there's, you know, you turn around, of course, there's nobody there.
Mm-hmm.
So you get the obviously the feeling of not being alone.
Yeah.
When you're completely alone.
Yeah, which is that sucks.
Yeah, and then of course the shadowy figures.
Yeah.
Are in that area, just amazing.
Yeah. So we. Well, Kelly contacted. Well, she was contacted by this gentleman, and he said, "Hey, would you please come out and check out my house? There's something going on out here. Namely, the main thing he said that he was talking about was the shelving unit that flew off the wall.
Yeah.
And he swears he explained it. I mean, he explained it down to the screws in the wall.
Yeah.
If this thing fell off the wall, it means the things that hold the shelves up would have bent.
Right.
They hit the floor, and he's like." They literally flew off. They came. He like demonstrated it came out 4 foot off the wall.
Right. He pointed to where the shelf that mm-hmm. had exploded off the wall
yeah.
landed in the room,
mm-hmm.
and it did not land near.
It didn't land
the wall.
It didn't land.
It landed
yeah,
in the center of the room. And so he is of the impression that something blew it.
Or pushed it or something.
Or pushed it or pulled it off the wall and into the room, mm-hmm. pulled it out straight from the wall.
Yeah.
Not
that's
down.
Why the screws didn't bend.
The screws didn't bend. It just came out into the room and mm-hmm. crashed to the floor.
Hit the floor. So that was like, okay, there's something going on here. Kelly, who is our resident for Michigan Ghostbusters,
Michigan Ghostbusters.
Thank you.
Yeah.
She's our resident.
.org.
.org. Yeah. Resident psychic. On the crew there, and she did a lot of work last night. She did a lot of work last night.
Oh, yeah.
I myself took the digital recorder and laid it in a room where the gentleman said that there was scratches in the walls, which I did see one scratch in the wall. We were looking at that last night, Will and myself, and I did run about 40 minutes of audio, went through it with a fine-tooth comb last night, and guess what?
What?
Found nothing.
Oh.
There is one peculiar thing. That's why I was going to bring it, but I didn't think it really doesn't. I don't think it had any substance, to tell you the truth. Because for some reason, the way this house was set up in the back, there was a bedroom, very small bedroom, and then on the outside of that was a washer and dryer, and he was drying clothes as we came over.
Right.
So this is a super sensitive mic that I have on this digital recorder, and I had it set to like highest quality, and I had it set to lecture, which when you set the lecture, it's like ultra sensitive.
Oh, so it's wide.
Yeah, ultra sensitive. So
and it has a wide pickup pattern.
Yeah. So what it picked up was the dryer mainly. It also picked up the heating vent that turned on. It was right by it. There was a heating vent that would turn on, and you could hear the air come blowing up, and it would turn on every few minutes.
I have to say, though, I've studied, you know, the EVP phenomena,
uh-huh.
of course, and I read... I'm reluctant to refer to this again.
Not again.
But I read Konstantinos's book, you know, Communicating with the Other Side. Or
how much does it suck, Doug?
No. That's the good book.
Oh, that's the, okay.
That's the good
one. Vampires is the one that sucks.
The vampire one sucked, okay. Yeah. But the Communicating with Spirits or Communicating with the Other Side or whatever it is, Communicating, by Konstantinos, he says that he actually gets better... I said it again, ching. Can't believe it. He gets better samples, better EVPs, if there's some kind of ambient noise going on.
Well, yeah, I mean, well, for example, GRS, Ghost Research Society. I mean, that's their forte. That's what they do.
EVP,
they
are EVP their big thing, and they get
They make an appearance on Coast to Coast.
Right. And we listen avidly.
Might as well,
coasttocoast.com.
There you go.
No, it's coasttocoastam.com.
Okay, I was trying to throw them off.
Oh,
coasttocoastam.com.
Like, our listeners don't know how to get to coasttocoastam.com, yeah.
Sorry. So they make an appearance like every week on there, basically. And they're always bringing on fresh new EVPs these guys have gotten. And it's amazing some of the stuff they've gotten. But, I mean, I've noticed
they
that, too. You got background noise going on, which I don't mind. I used to be like, okay, everybody, shut up, be quiet.
Right. I want a complete silence.
I want complete, and it's impossible to do that.
Right.
We got 12 people running around acting like a bunch of morons. You're gonna have noise, unfortunately. So, I welcome the background noise now. I really do, because that's where you know when you have the people there that you know who's there and you know where they're standing at. That way, you can pinpoint. Hey, that doesn't sound like one of our voices.
Right.
So. I just put it in the room, and I knew I heard the dryer, and I knew it was going to pick it up. I knew it was going to pick up the heating vent also. Now, for some reason, though, in the first sequence I ran two 20-minute sequences. The first sequence I ran, about 12 minutes into it, I start hearing this... out of nowhere.
Well, that's actually pretty fascinating because a lot of people right now are thinking, oh, I've gotten that too.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm sure you've seen cassettes that have been, you know, like the little
the
rotor
bad,
thing.
It's
and it goes
bad little, it starts, yeah. Well, this is a digital recorder.
The problem with that is that's the noise it would make.
That's the noise it would make.
Except you have a digital recorder.
Yeah, so... Yes. That's I thought about that also. I'm like, well, there's no tape in there.
Yeah,
so
and people are going to say, oh, there's a tape or something. But
there's
it's
no
not
tape.
A tape.
It's not analog. It's a digital recorder.
Yeah.
For that purpose, I didn't want to have any tape hiss or tape noise because it will pick that up, I guarantee you. So I was like, that's kind of weird. That sounds kind of strange. And then I got to thinking again.
Yeah.
And I don't know for sure. It's why I want to go back to this guy's house if he's going to allow us because I want to check it out. He had two hamster cages on the floor.
Oh, okay. And they could be, like, in their little wheels or whatever? Okay, that could be. Could be.
It could very well be that.
Yeah.
Because it went on for a little while.
It
went on for
a good
five.
Good fat,
yeah, I mean, that hamster is skinny now.
Yeah.
It really worked out. So, because it went on for a good 5 minutes. And I just was, like, bouncing back and forth going, geez, what is that? But, of course, you could hear us also in the background talking, because Kelly was talking to this gentleman who owned the home. So I'm going to research it some more, but I honestly think that it was these hamsters. Hey, there's a recording device in here. Let's make some noise for it. I think it's ghosts. So the hamsters, I think they're responsible for the weird noise I did hear. Because, I mean, it's pretty consistent the whole way through. You hear the dryer humming or making that, you know, whatever, back and forth. And you hear the heat go, it come up. And then you all of a sudden, out of nowhere, it's like, for some reason. So the reason I'm saying this stuff is to illustrate these are the things you need to do when you're taking EVPs like this is you have to rule out all these different funny noises. And you have to do this when you walk in the room and go, okay, what am I listening to? What am I going to hear on the recording? You have to almost, it's like being a good photographer. You have to know what you're shooting before you even, hey, how you doing?
Hey, what's going on? How are you? Yeah.
What the hell? You have to know what you're shooting before you shoot it. You have to know what you're going to hear before you record it. Same thing with, you know, as far as EVPs goes.
Well, and to be fair, what we were hoping to get, because he's actually heard a woman singing in his house.
Yeah.
When there's no woman singing in his house.
No.
He's heard a woman singing in his house. Mm-hmm. So we were, you know, hoping to get a woman singing or a woman's voice or even a nice get out would be nice.
That'd be wonderful to hear that.
Yeah.
Because I would leave, too.
Yeah, I would probably.
Hey, thanks for the recording, but I got to go.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm going to...
You stay, I'm going. Yeah.
I am going to cut through it some more and listen to it with some I didn't get to listen to it with headphones on last night because I was... basically so exhausted I could barely keep my head up. So I am going to put the headphones on tonight maybe before
and
I go to
really
bed
scrutinize
and
it.
Really
yeah.
give it a good listen and see if there's something in the background that I missed because there may be something sitting there. And who knows, I'd like to go back and see these hamsters again and see what kind of noise they make because if they don't make that same noise I heard or something similar to it, you know, with an open room, then I want to know what the hell that was. Basically.
Yeah, exactly.
I want to figure out what that was going on in there because there was nothing else moving in there. It was an empty room. It just had a bed in it and some hamster cages, and that's pretty much it. It was a very bare room. He said that there was scratches in the walls, though. It didn't get scratched or anything like that. Now, Wayne.
Oh, yeah.
A resident tattoo artist, because every ghost hunting group needs a tattoo artist.
Okay? Right,
it's very
right.
important to have a tattoo artist in a ghost hunting group. He shot some pictures, and I told him to email me the pictures. I wanted to get it up on the site, and Wayne didn't email it to me.
Doesn't
so mad
make
right
you
now.
Insane.
Canadians, what do you want? So he shot a picture, though, that was phenomenal.
Yeah.
I mean, unfortunately, that's why I wanted to blow it up and really look at it, because just in the little viewfinder on the digital camera he was shooting with, we got a face in the ceiling.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't like, now, anybody that knows me and knows Doug, too, well, I'm a little worse than you are, I think. You tend to be very objective.
But I immediately point out that people see faces in wood grain and all that stuff, and it's not always, you know,
we just didn't
take
the picture, though. We just didn't go, evidence, we're done. It's dinner time, boys, let's drink. No, we looked at the picture, I'm like, dude, that's kind of cool. What the hell is that? Now, that looks weird.
It certainly is interesting.
Yeah, so we turned the lights on in there, and I'm like, okay, you were shooting at the ceiling. Okay, so obviously, where that whatever that anomalous thing appears, it's in the ceiling here. Well, I don't see a face in the ceiling right now. Strange. So we kept it. We didn't throw that one in the can. We kept it. I'd like to get that up on the site for people to look at, because it's a very, very interesting picture. It's now, what Kelly said, I thought it looked like just someone's face, you know, a nose, a mouth, and a couple of eyes. But Kelly's like, look at it closer. It's a baby's face upside down.
Right.
Now, that's a matter of perception. We all see things differently. But that's the impression she got. I really like the... Wayne, would you email that to me, please? I know you're listening. I know you're... I'm watching you right now, too. I want you to email me that picture as soon as possible, because I really like to see it. But that was a very... That was a peculiar thing we saw. Hopefully, we can get the big picture up on the website for everybody to see. Hopefully, Wayne will let us do that. I hope he does. We built up the suspense now.
Yeah.
And he's going to be like, no,
I'm not going to let you do it.
I'm not going to let you use it. Yeah. But really, I mean... It really didn't. I'm trying to think of anything else that really struck a chord or was anything peculiar. It's been a while since we've been out to a house like that.
Will's batteries.
Will's battery. You freshly charged those things the night before, right? They were brand new, totally charged up, and they just like plunked. They died out on you like in about an hour, not even that. And you weren't shooting like
8 million
like photo shoot or something. It was like just a couple of pictures here and there.
Normally, I can get about 200 to 300 shots. On those batteries.
Okay.
And I got maybe 30.
Wow. You did shoot a picture, though, too, that I'd like to get up on the site.
I got a few.
A few. Where are they at?
I didn't download them yet because I'm charging my batteries.
Oh, okay. We should get those up, too. You did shoot a shot through a window that there was some type of haze in there. Now, we do have to take into account, though, we have to be careful with this because that gentleman was smoking.
Yeah.
It was kind of like, I didn't want to, the guy.
We didn't want to say, don't smoke in your house.
Yeah, I mean, I couldn't tell this guy not to smoke in his house, but it wasn't in the, he was smoking way in the corner of the kitchen. That was on the other side of the kitchen, though.
Yeah, it was, at the time, he was not smoking.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Because that would have to be some magic smoke to, like, kind of creep its way across the kitchen and go behind the window and go, hi.
I didn't shoot pictures when he was smoking.
Okay. So. All right. I don't think I did either. I hope I didn't. But I mean this. I mean, well, the picture with Wayne, for example, that was way back. That was way far away from him. Anyway,
yeah, there was nobody even over
there. There was nobody even in that room. We'd have turned the lights on back there because it was totally uninhabitable.
Oh yeah, he shot down the hall. It was like nobody had been there.
Yeah,
nobody had even walked down that hall
at
that time.
Okay.
So
we'll have to see. I want to get that. I really want to get that up. And if I get anything out of the audio, I want to bring that up too and see.
Yeah.
See, let people listen to it also. So it was a pretty interesting excursion. We spent about an hour and a half there just talking to the gentleman. I mean, Kelly really got deep with the guy, and I mean, it was like, well, he was a very nice man. I mean, we were a little weary, honestly. I'm not gonna lie about this. And we got here to your house to meet, and it's like, okay, where are we going? Oh, okay. So that's why I'm not gonna lie to you now. You guys walked in my house, and I'm like, I'm gonna stick out here for a few minutes and just enjoy this ice cold freezing weather.
Oh, in case you heard screams.
If I saw like blood squirt on the window, me and Will were getting in the car. We're going to the Coney. We already agreed.
Oh, okay.
Like, we're going to the Coney. Yeah. We're getting the hell out of here. We'll call you later and go, hey, how everything go? Good ghost hunt? Oh, you're dead. Okay. All right. I'm like, okay, they're not screaming and dying yet, so I think it's safe to go on, which it was very cool. It was very cool. We were very fortunate to go there. He was a real gentleman.
And he was awesome. He was really interesting.
Yes.
He told us the stories of
He's obviously not a ghost hunter, though, because what's the first thing he offered us? Hey, you guys want a beer or something? I want to get loaded. Let's go.
Yeah, they do that at the Felt Mansion, evidently.
What?
Evidently, when you go out a ghost hunt at the Felt Mansion, you need three things. What was it? You need a juvenile.
Right.
Oh.
You need beer and... they didn't even have flashlights. What
condoms,
they have?
Right?
Something like
you need
that.
A juvenile, you need beer, you need condoms.
I found out they did not go in the mansion.
I read that. I already updated... Or I put a comment on the Ghostly Talk article as well.
Well, that's crap.
They were
crap regardless.
The thing is, that's such a poorly written...
They went to the prison behind it.
Yeah, across the soccer fields from Felt Mansion is this abandoned, like...
We tried to go there when we were out there. We got thrown out or something, didn't we? Or they had the alarm on.
Yeah, they had the alarm on, so you couldn't go in.
We were, like, trying to get in the door. I mean, it was like, we were there, okay, mind you, we were there on a supervised...
Official
excursion. We were there. There was people that
with permission, and there were people,
and a couple of the guides. I think it was Nicole and a couple of the other ladies are like, hey, you want to go down to the prison? We're like, yeah, let's go. So it was like 800 of us went down. it was like we're just going wagging down the Matt just got me back, and we're like walking down the thing, right? And
because you have to walk around,
the soccer field
depression,
And then we got there, and it's like somebody said, like, if you guys open the door, the cops will be. Didn't the cops show up?
They showed up anyway. Yeah.
They showed up. Oh, that's what happened. Somebody tripped the alarm. Now I remember. Somebody tripped the
alarm.
But
it wasn't you guys, because you guys didn't open the door.
No, somebody opened the door, and it tripped the alarm, and the cops were there, like, in 2 seconds. Like,
yeah, but you guys were all back by then.
White people, in trouble, go. They were there right away, right? And, yeah, they're like, come on. And we're like, and they were cool. They knew it's a supervised place. They knew
right.
There was no funny business going on. But they're like, you can't go in there. It's there's alarms everywhere, so you're just going to trip another alarm. And we're going to be back here again in 5 minutes. So just don't bother with it. So we had to go back. I was so bummed, though, because we heard it was very cool in there. But, yeah, apparently.
Well,
you want to talk about this article. I can tell already.
Well, I actually spent time. I actually spent time in that prison.
Did you?
Yeah.
Well, the first time you were there.
Yeah, but not because, a judge ordered me to or anything.
Uh-huh.
But, yeah, I had been there. I had been there on for the all-night Halloween, 2 years ago thing. And... oh my gosh, it is really creepy in there.
Really?
But
I wanted to go.
But I didn't get any real like sightings or anything like that.
Yeah.
But evidently what one of the things they would do is they would like sit quietly in a hall
mm-hmm.
and wait.
Mm-hmm.
And eventually they would hear stuff happening, like voices.
It's called the foundation settling.
Yeah, no, these were
voices?
Haunted, yeah, oh. Voices and things like
well,
that.
That's why I wanted to go in
they
there.
Would see stuff. So oh.
What? Break. We're not taking a break, man. We lost a half an hour. We got a lot to cover here, man.
Break. So, but what happened is...
Didn't we get raped by corporate enough already today? We're going to keep going. I mean, I think we should keep going. I mean,
okay.
What do you guys think?
Keep going through this
one. Do you care?
No.
Let's go.
Let's do it.
All right, go.
So it was... It's a very interesting place, but at the same time, there's rules.
Oh, yeah, of course.
You have to follow the rules of the hunt, and if the rules don't include the prison, you can't go. And if you don't even have a supervised hunt there, well, you're just absolutely insane to go there because everything is alarmed.
Well, here's the thing, okay? They're trying to restore this place.
They're trying to restore this place.
It does not cost... I'm sorry, it costs a
it
lot
costs
of money to do something like this.
Fortune.
You're trying to restore an antique mansion.
Yes.
And a lot of the stuff in this place was made. Handmade at the time.
Mm-hmm.
So it is not cheap to restore a place. These ghost hunts at the time were set up, and that money was going to restore this mansion. That's
yep.
It's just like Mansfield Reformatory. We've been there, and they do the same thing to restore the prison, which is like 50 times as worse. They're trying to figure that place out and restore that as this little mansion in comparison.
Yeah.
Right? But
a little mansion. That's so cute. Yeah, but
well,
compared
it's true.
To
a
it's
giant
true.
Prison.
Compared
you know?
To Mansfield, the place is tiny.
So... you know, it's good to go to these things. It's nice, and I think you should spend the money to do that. I don't think you should come there by yourself with a case of beer, a minor, and a pack of condoms. Okay,
right.
Whatever they had.
That's just
they had a case of beer. They had
a case of beer and a minor, and there was a third thing, and I can't remember what it was. Even though I typed the art, the
goat's head,
goat's head,
stripper, sure. Well, shrunken head.
They.
Right?
Well, let's put it this way. I don't think it was a flash. Oh, it was a camcorder.
Oh, okay.
They had a camcorder,
hey, look,
a minor,
we're
and
we're
on
an official ghost hunt here,
yeah.
Man. We got the alcohol, we got the minor, and we got a camera.
Yeah, so it's obviously an official
that's
ghost
like
hunt.
It's like an episode of Jackass or
yeah.
Something.
It's true.
Okay, who's going to jump off the roof?
they were just absolutely, that was absolutely ridiculous and uncalled for. And it really, and then when what bothers me the most, and I said this right in the article, that I put on ghostlytalk.com.
Yeah.
What bothers me the most is that they then used it. They then said, "It's haunted, so we had to go there. You know, we had to check it out and see if there were ghosts and stuff."
Okay. All right.
Hello. No.
That's great. Thank you.
No. It's
private property.
It's private property.
It's owned by somebody.
You didn't have permission. You weren't there supervised on a hunt. That is not ghost hunting.
That would be
thrill seeking.
Exactly. That'd be the same thing as me coming home from work and you're sitting in my living room with a camcorder in your hand and a case of beer. Going, hey, I heard the place was haunted.
I heard your new condo is haunted.
It's going to be haunted now.
Yeah, it'll be haunted in
okay.
about like 10
that's
minutes.
It, but that, in comparison, it's the same thing.
Because there will suddenly be this this unfortunate accident will happen.
Yeah. So
yeah.
It's the same thing, though, in comparison. It really is. This is private property. You have no permission to be there.
Well, what's interesting is the property is it's private property owned by the city or whatever the township.
I believe they do own it.
They're what they're doing is they're making it it's going to be, public and everything like that. It's unsafe at the moment.
Yeah, and for them,
they cannot let people traipse through there.
When we were walking through there, I could see certain things that, you shouldn't be going near.
Right.
I mean, I believe they wouldn't even let us in the top floor because the floor was shot. I mean, the attic, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
You're talking
about the mansion itself.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I'm talking about the mansion
they've
itself.
They've really come a long way.
Yeah, but there are some spots where they don't let you in.
Yeah.
And it's like the same thing with Mansfield Reformatory. There was areas in there. They're like, look, this yellow tape that we put up around these things that says caution, do not go in here. It's not put there because we want to make the prison look pretty. It's put there because that's very dangerous, and we're letting you in here already to walk around this place. Don't push your luck because
right.
You could get hurt real bad.
Yeah.
And I mean, I know there's people that, hey, I'm going to go walk through there. I'm funny. It's cool. Same thing goes with this prison behind Felt, which you're talking about, namely, it's unsafe. It's unsafe,
right.
Man. I mean, I'm sorry.
And they can't be having people traipse through there unsupervised without permission.
And I'm sure these people are dumb enough to do that. These people would be dumb enough to go and sue them afterwards if they actually got hurt.
Yeah, I want to look through my ghost hunting kit and see where the can of beer is. You know,
okay.
I'm like, it's just completely
ridiculous.
No,
it is ridiculous.
I'm
completely
ghost hunting.
But the way it was reported,
first of all, the report, the actual news item was wrong. Completely incorrect.
Well, what? Okay.
They said that they broke into the mansion or tried to break into the mansion.
Okay.
And they even had a picture of Felt Mansion.
Yeah.
And that's not even what they tried to break
into.
They tried
to get into the prison behind the mansion.
Yeah, they tried to get into the prison across the soccer fields from the
mansion. Well, any good thrill seeker would see that and go, well, it's way back here. Nobody's going to see this thing. And they must have tripped the alarm, too. There's no other way. It's an alarm for people to try to break in, so I guess that's why it went off.
But I'm so upset that they tried to they tied this thing to ghost hunting.
That's
they
where
tied
I'm upset
their irresponsible thrill seeking.
They've probably never even been out one time in their life, and they're claiming the title of ghost hunter,
right?
Or paranormal researcher, or internet talk show paranormal host, or whatever it is. You know, at least we'd have an excuse somewhat. No, we wouldn't. We'd be in big trouble.
Hey, well,
look, I'd be like, give him a card. Go, hey man, look. Ghostly talk. I'm part of the media, man.
I tried that at Jackson.
Yeah.
I really tried.
The guy threw the attitude so hard at me. I'm like, I'm not going to bother with this guy.
The lady cop comes up. She's like, what's going on? Who's in charge? And I'm like, nobody's in charge. What are you doing? I said, well, I don't know about these people, but I'm checking out a story of a haunt for an international paranormal talk show.
I don't care.
She's like, get
I'm a redneck cop and I don't know anything.
She's like, get out.
I gotta go now. I'll talk to you guys later. No, I mean, the other cop was exactly the same. We talked about that. He was exactly the same. Who's in charge here?
Yeah.
I don't know. And Alex Jones Jr. got lippy, and that's when I was like, okay, Rob, Bob, let's go this way. Take the baby with us.
That completely sucked.
Well, hey, it happens. But that, like you said, though, that's the most distressing thing.
I don't think even the real Alex Jones would have reacted that way.
No.
Because what did this one say?
He said, was it illegal to take pictures of a cemetery now?
Yeah, is it illegal to take pictures?
That's all you needed to say to the guy. He was already pissed off that he had to come out there. He was already mad.
Yeah.
So then
he got lippy. Yeah. And, like Alex Jones, he doesn't go around getting lippy on purpose. He challenges people.
He'll ask questions.
He challenges.
Yeah.
The status quo,
exactly.
But I don't think he'd, just talk back to an authority figure just for the...
Yeah.
What do you get out of talking back to an authority figure other than getting thrown out of the place?
Or getting arrested. So there you go. But like you said, though, that is the most distressing thing of that story at Felt Mansion, or the prison behind Felt Mansion, is that they tied the name, the title of Ghost Hunter to that, which makes it very difficult for people like us to get permission to go anywhere,
mm-hmm.
to do anything, to do any research, to broadcast it on this show afterwards. It makes it very difficult for us to do anything because it's more and more every day. It seems like it's going on. People are breaking into stuff, and you notice it a lot more when you're in this field. And how many people just love to break into places and go walking around?
Well, I have to admit,
I'll admit too.
I've done it.
I've done it too.
And I
so when we were, I'm going to say, when we were doing it, I didn't like it, and I was not happy.
And you stopped, even.
I totally stopped.
Because you would
right.
then you would then go on ghost hunts, and whenever it would be into a cemetery or something, then that's cool. Because
yeah.
you can talk your way out of a cemetery.
Yeah.
You're like, all right, well, you know, while you're alive, you talk your way out of a cemetery.
Yeah.
And you know, you say, well, you know, I was just taking some pictures, and the cops are like, just, you know, clear out, not on my shift, you know, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're in an abandoned house or store or, you know, insane asylum or something like that,
well,
it's really difficult to talk to yourself
also
out of
say
that.
Too on top of that, because I'm not gonna come across as a hypocrite. I'll tell you that right now, because I'm not one, and I know you're not one either. At the time, the company we were with also at the time, and I'm not gonna rant about this either. The company we were with at the time also filled our head with a bunch of malarkey too.
Well, there were times when the
we got permission. It's cool.
Yeah,
right?
We got permission. We got permission. And
well,
we're
you
like,
got permission.
Oh,
that's
cool.
Right. We got badges and everything. We're good to go, man. Everything's cool.
Yeah, just show them this badge. I still have mine in my wallet.
Mm-hmm. So everything's good. You got nothing to worry about, Scott. Well, hey, if we got permission, man, then I'm willing to go. Let's do this. Let's get in there and see what's going on in this place. Because the problem, see, if you're, we talked about this together
a billion times. Yeah.
Look, if you're gonna go into a place and you want to go ghost hunting. You want to go on a paranormal investigation. You want to research. You want to get out in the field and do this kind of stuff. You're not going to get anything done if you're looking over your shoulder every 2 minutes. That's the huge problem with this. Now, if you're an urban explorer or a thrill seeker or a general moron, fine. Go in there and rip the place to shreds. I don't care. Do what you have to do.
Well, I actually... Now, this is where I may be a bit hypocritical.
Oh, we're gonna get killed.
No. This is where I'm a bit hypocritical.
Yeah.
I'm unable to myself.
Yeah.
Go into a place without permission. I can't do it anymore.
I
can't.
I stopped
look
doing
over,
it after like twice. I'm like, this
yeah.
Is
you
not
would
right.
even go with them, and then you know when we were hanging.
I
out
I drive
with,
separate just with, for that purpose.
Yeah, when we were hanging out with that previous bunch, and they would go into these places. You'd be like, I'll wait this one out.
It's cold. Sorry.
And you're like, I'll wait this one out. Bless you, my
yeah.
child.
Thank
yeah.
you, thank you.
So you would go with them, and then I'm sitting this one out. Let me know when we get to, you know, the cemetery.
Oh, of course,
you know,
I took hits left and right.
Oh, yeah.
You're just a wuss. I really don't care, man, because when you're getting let out by the popo, man,
mm-hmm.
and I'm standing there going, hey, I don't know those guys.
But once I made up my mind that I could not do that anymore, because it is a thrill. You know, I've just not gone to places without permission. Now, sure, a cemetery. It is illegal to be in a cemetery after dark or something.
Yeah.
They have posted signs or whatever.
Yeah.
And so yes, okay, there. Woohoo! I am so breaking the law then. You know, just like when I roll through a stop sign occasionally. But the well, actually, I don't do that very much in the stick shift car. But you know,
yeah.
I used to. And so what happens is though, I don't have a beef with urban explorers.
Neither do I. I have no problem with it. I really
As
don't.
As a matter of fact,
I have a problem with morons, though.
Well, I have a problem with the morons.
I have a problem with urban explorers that put the title ghost hunter on themselves.
Well,
or paranormal explorer.
I've seen that. Not the ones that I know.
Yeah.
The urban explorers that I know, I have the utmost respect for.
Oh, absolutely. And the people that know us, you guys know that we're not ripping on you.
No,
we're
talking
about...
Don't
email us with mail bombs and stuff
right,
like that.
Because we're talking about people like these people out at Felt, or out at the prison near
That's
Felt.
Who we're talking about.
That's the kind of people we're talking about.
Exactly.
The people that I know who are urban explorers... Okay, they go in, they get all these wonderful photos of a place that's going to be torn down anyway.
Yeah.
Okay? That's history to me.
Exactly.
That is actually, they are chronicling history. That's not, you know, they're there probably, you know, that's one of the reasons. But they're also there for the thrill, and there is a thrill.
Yeah.
I mean, I've been into some places where, you know, you're seen in there, you get... jail right away. I mean, there's like no, you know, oh, here's a little ticket. No, these places.
You're going to jail.
Yeah, I've been in some pretty hardcore places and you know, when I was running around with that other bunch. But there is a thrill. There really is. And
Absolutely.
But the thing is, it's not for me, and I wasn't in those places to do historical work or anything like that.
I can understand the thrill. I can understand it. I myself never got it.
I don't need it.
But I can understand the thrill. But I can say from past experience, the times we did do it, and I was aware, you know, I found out after the fact when I'm already in there. Okay, wait. So we have permission to be in. Oh no, man! No. Shh, quiet. What?
If you see a blue and red light, duck.
Yeah. Duck and run.
Okay.
Oh, okay, this is great. Thank you so
not
much.
Not where I want to be.
This is great.
Well, the thing is that the people that I know here, the urban explorers that I know, they come out and talk about these places. They tell the history of these places. They share their knowledge of these places because they actually research and they find as much as they can about these places. And they share this on their websites.
Mm-hmm.
They share this freely. If you call them up and talk to them,
yeah.
That if you email them, they you know it's not like one of my favorite sites is Ohio. The one in Ohio is just absolutely fascinating. I think it's incredible.
On the tip of my tongue.
Ohio
trespassers.
Oh,
there's a site for that.
Probably, but that's not the one. The one that
there's Dead Ohio. There's
Forgotten Ohio.
Yeah, okay.
Forgotten Ohio is one of my. That's the first urban explorer site I ever ran across. Then I found the one of this guy who did. He urban explored the what's the hotel downtown? Not Park Shelton. That's an actual hotel. It's a real one.
No,
the Book Cadillac.
Yes, the Book Cadillac. He urban explored the Book Cadillac. Phenomenal photos. Now that particular site has gone. But a similar site of the same name, it's like, you know, Ruins of Detroit or something like that, or Detroit, Forgotten Detroit even, it might be.
There's plenty of those down there.
There's a new one that replaced it, but it's not the same the same guy. And that's also equally as fascinating.
Mm-hmm.
But the one that I had ran across originally was the original Forgotten Detroit, and it was the Book Cadillac and the train station. These things just totally fascinated me. And the photos and the story of the exploration and then the artifacts that he like scanned in or took pictures of were just phenomenal.
Mm-hmm.
And there's definitely something to that. There's absolutely nothing wrong with that. If you have to break the law to get in there and get away with it, more power to you. That's my own thing.
It's not for me.
I did it knowingly, but I mostly did it unknowingly. But I did a couple of those stunts knowingly.
I sat down with you at my apartment at the time. I remember this was like 2 years ago or something like that. And I'm like, Doug, you know, this is what I think's going on here. This is what's happening with this, and I don't like it. I'm not happy about it, and I'm not going to lose everything I've been working for all these years just because I want to go and break into some building or someone's house or whatever. I mean, I'm not doing it. I can't do this. I've been working too hard to get arrested like that. And, I mean, if you're going to get arrested, do something cool. I mean, it's cool. I mean, okay.
I'd rather not do anything.
Well, I'm just saying, if you're going to, you know, you're going to get arrested, do a drunken disorderly. Do something funny. Do something,
you're
not cops. Make a fool of yourself. I mean, you're going to do it, go out looking, just do, make me laugh at least. If you're going to get a B&E for breaking into a building in the name of paranormal research.
Well, yeah.
You're going to look like a moron, because you're going to be sitting there with Bubba and Charlie on each side of you going, hey, baby.
What are you in for?
And they're trading cigarettes for you.
Yeah.
You know, okay? And they're going to go, what you in for, boy? And they're going to go, well, I'm a ghost. You're a ghost hunter, huh? Oh, yeah. I got a spirit for you, baby. You know, I can just, what are you going to do? You're going to be sleeping on your shoes.
Uh-huh.
You don't want to lose them. And you're going to be, well, I got thrown away for ghost hunting. It's going to be on your permanent record. But, you know, this is preaching. How am I going to preach? People know.
Yeah.
People know. If you want to do this stuff, get the permission. You're not going to always get permission. Sorry.
I want everybody to know, the urban explorers that I know, I respect.
Oh, absolutely. They know.
These people who broke into the
Felt Mansion,
prison thing or whatever it is, they were not urban explorers. They were not ghost hunters.
No.
They were stupid
thrill seekers. Exactly.
That's all they were. How many times have the urban explorers we know, and I know Will might know this more, how many times have you seen them with beer?
Never.
Say that on the air.
Never once have I ever seen them with beer. I've hung out with them, I've been on investigations with them, and never once have there been beer or drugs or any type of bizarre stuff. It was always, okay, let's go in, let's get these pictures, let's make as little noise as possible. And
we'll have a story to tell.
Right.
And we'll get out.
And we'll get out. And we will respect the place.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's urban exploration.
Exactly.
I have no problem with that, even though it is, you know, breaking the law officially. I have no problem with that. And I'll stand up in court and tell a judge. I don't see anything wrong with going into an abandoned building and taking pictures for historical purposes, respecting the place, and getting out.
Just don't cry when you cut your leg.
That's all I say.
Just don't cry when you cut your leg.
You cut your leg or break your leg, it's like dragging
yourself. You fall down an elevator shaft, it's on you, buddy. You got to crawl your way out of that thing.
But they take the risk, and they're taking a big risk.
Huge risk.
For this. But there's nothing wrong with that. The people out at Felt or the environs around Felt, they were there with beer. Were they taking it seriously?
Oh, hell no.
No, and you're... I mean...
There you go.
That's a ticket to jail right there. That's a ticket that you look like an idiot. We're on a serious paranormal investigation. At least the times that we have been caught anywhere. Trowbridge.
Yep.
Various cemeteries. The cop or copette walks up, and they're like, hey, you know, what are you guys doing? What's going on out here? And we go, hi, we either have a badge hanging around our neck, or we got a card to give them going, hey, we're from... an international talk show that talks about the paranormal. We heard that there was something going on out here, and 9 times out of 10, except with the obvious exceptions, they're like, well, hey, you know what? What did you guys hear? And we go, this is what we heard. Okay, that's cool. And then we end up having actually a nice conversation with them. A lot of times we've had a very nice... Some of these people are very cool, and they're...
And we actually learn a lot, because we learn from them... What they've had to come out and break up parties and all kinds of stuff at those places.
Yeah, so sometimes it's actually cool that they come out there.
Because, you get to learn more.
Yeah, and they'll tell you, hey, this is the things we've heard about out here. And they'll go, look, man, this is...
Then sometimes, out at Trowbridge and a couple other places, they're like, there ain't nothing like that. I drive up and down this thing constantly, never saw or heard anything, that kind of thing. And then there's other times, like when I was in Bragg Road in Texas, and near the Big Thicket and everything, Bragg Road, Texas, the cop says, I've been working here, I've been doing this, this is my job, been doing it for, 20 years or whatever, and there's only, a handful of times that I have not seen something weird.
Yeah. So it goes both ways.
So,
another thing, too, if you have not picked it up, which I hope we can still get it, the film Afterlife, by Mr. Tom Smith, actually, I believe, Paper Target.
I think the site's down. Man.
Paper Target Moving Pictures. Yeah, he folded Paper Target, unfortunately. He does have another site, though. Tom has another site. What do you have a URL?
Site?
It's called
Smiths-Grove.com. Yeah. Go to Smiths-Grove.com. That's Tom Smith. He's an old partner of ours from back in the day. We actually made a film last summer called Afterlife. I'm sure a lot of people have heard about it. If you want to get a hold of this film still, you might want to go to the site, get his email, and
beg him.
Get an email.
I think, though, I think I heard, because I didn't hear from him directly, but I think I heard from him that that his source, his original files are gone.
Oh, no.
That he could not make another copy.
Oh, no.
That's what I heard, but if he's got them, maybe.
If he has them, yeah. Somebody pop him an email if you're interested in picking up this movie. I forgot how much it cost, but there were some sequences in that film where... I mean, some pretty funny sequences where, I mean, there was a cop at Butler Cemetery.
Yeah.
Who sat there and talked.
Mm-hmm.
And talked and talked and talked and said, oh, yeah, I mean, I've heard of all kinds of weird stuff. And he talks about all this stuff, you know, and I mean, Tom mixed it together really well, put the cop's theme behind it. And I mean, it was very funny in its own right. But there's this gentleman was very open, going, hey, yeah, I've heard about these things, too. So it's going to go both ways. I mean, I don't necessarily think getting caught by the cops, even when you have no problem. If I'm at a cemetery and I'm walking around and I have a flashlight in my hand, a camera hanging over my neck, or in my digital recorder in my hand, the cop pulls up. I am not scared of that cop.
I'm not either.
This is what's up. Here's my card.
And also, there's the distinctive absence of alcohol.
Any narcotics whatsoever.
Alcohol. Yeah. It's all gone because you just don't do that.
And they're going to be able to see very clearly that, look, these guys are out here trying to do something. I mean, we know it's fun, too. We know it's a hobby, but we're not out here for a jolly ride, driving around, boozing it up, cruising around cemeteries, peeing on headstones or whatever. We're walking around here trying to get pictures. We're trying to collect evidence. We're trying to collect data. Here you go, Mr. Officer. That's what's going on. If you want us to leave, we'll leave.
Well, what's interesting is, and you know what? This is really interesting because this entire show was not supposed to be like this.
Not at all.
I am so glad it's on here because, I want to say this again because I've said it to people and I don't know if I've told everybody. So now I'm telling everybody.
Mm-hmm.
My favorite investigations. My personal favorite investigations, is just the way I am, I just really like them, are public places.
Yeah.
I like private homes, but they're, you get with permission and everything. That's all great.
Uh-huh.
And that's really interesting, and I'm actually jealous when you hear, you know, Grimstone and
yeah.
and all these wonderful, wonderful groups are like, you know, WMGHS and SEMGHS and they're all going to these private homes and getting all these wonderful investigations and everything and I'm jealous.
Oh yeah.
You know, because I'm like, ooh, I wonder, you know, what are they gonna get? What are they gonna see? Are they gonna experience anything? And I really deeply wonder what they're going to experience.
Yeah.
And if they're going to get the goods, you know, is this going to be the one? Is this going to be the photo or
yeah,
the EVP?
Exactly.
Or, you know, and it's just, I get jealous and things like that. I'm like, oh, I wish I was going. You know, how could I weasel my way in? You know, but we get private homes.
Yeah.
We, you know, and that's fine. We get private businesses.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, well, they're privately owned public businesses, you know, because
yeah,
you could go into a business. But, you know, we've been, but my absolute favorite, has got to be public places. And it's just the way I am. And I really like, for example, Morrow Road.
Yeah, absolutely.
I really like, even though we got thrown out of there once, too. I really like, it's a road.
It's a road.
I don't know how we got thrown out, but we got thrown out. I really like the train wreck site. Especially since the you know, because like from day one, when Will and I were there, and we had the warm spot, it where it should not have been warm. It was actually humid and muggy in this one like circle of about maybe
yeah,
3 feet,
and it was like 30 degrees everywhere else.
Yeah, and there was this like really warm humid spot, and then there was the
church
incense. Okay, I mean, this happened, that was from day one.
Mm-hmm.
The ultimate has to be the fingers.
The handprints.
The fingerprints. Yeah.
I'll have those pictures up on the MichiganGhostbusters.org site, hopefully within the next week.
If you can. And I want to put them, I think we should put them on Ghostly Talk as well.
We can do that.
Because that's the penultimate. I mean, that was the epitome of ghost hunting to me.
Oops, sorry.
Let me do that. This will be a great outtake. Oh wait, this is the show.
Oh yeah.
Oh no. Anyway, that was the ultimate in ghost hunting.
Yeah.
Was when we ran across, we went up there on, it was on a whim. We got a call from Jonathan of Division X,
mm-hmm,
and he goes, oh, my buddy's in town. Blah, 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 let's go. Or no, was it that time or was it the time before that?
I don't remember.
Clear, concise documentation is very important.
Well, we have it all written down somewhere. But it was one of those times we were with Jonathan, though, because it was...
I've been to that train wreck site so many times.
Yeah, yeah, I've been there.
And I would have to say about 75% of the time I've had something happen. It's about 75%.
Well, yours, when you went to the train wreck site, which is a public site, okay, anybody can go there at any time.
It's a bike path.
I mean, if you're drinking... The cops are going to come and get you.
Yeah.
Okay? Because you're not supposed to drink on public land. Party on public land and cause
yeah,
a ruckus.
Not out in public.
Right. I mean, get a hotel room or go to the...
American law sucks anyways.
But, I mean, as long as you're, like, just there...
Yeah.
Using the property for what it was intended, ghost hunting, then you should not have a problem. And the first time you went there, you actually heard the train. Was that
yeah,
the first time you went?
No, the first time I went, we didn't even get down the path.
Oh, oh, the swirling vortex.
Yeah, that was
the first time.
And then we were like, okay, we gotta get out of here. We
yeah,
gotta walk into like some other dimension or.
The first time was the
I mean,
swirling
I'm sure I've heard
vortex
about this, but I want to hear about it in detail again.
Okay, this is before I joined any big ghost hunting group or anything. This
one time at band
4
camp?
Years ago.
Sorry, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
My friend Tim and then my former roommate's twin sister, the three of us, we went out ghost hunting, and I had heard about this place and I had never been there, but I knew where it was.
Mm-hmm.
So we drove over there.
Yeah.
And we get out and we have flashlights and everything. No cameras or anything like that. I wish
yeah,
I would have had a camera this night.
Mm-hmm.
We get walking down the path and there's this willow tree on the right hand side. We get to the willow tree and then her name is Liz. Liz
mm-hmm,
started freaking out. And we're like, okay. Well, then my buddy Tim's like, hey, shine that flashlight down that path.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, all right.
So you had a flashlight?
I actually had a flashlight.
Did you have a minor and some beer?
No, no.
You're obviously not a thrill seeker, though.
Jeez, God, man. All right. Get out! You're done, dude.
We had no camcorder or cameras or anything, but...
Oh, okay. But at least you had a flashlight.
Okay.
So I shine the flashlight down the path, mm-hmm. and there's this fog. It has a hole in the center, and it's just swirling counterclockwise.
Really?
And
Thanks for getting a picture of that. Yeah.
I wish I would have had a camera.
Yeah,
then.
Yeah. Isn't that true? I mean, when I saw my ghost and my shadow figure, I didn't have a camera with me. I mean, well, I was driving when I saw the ghost, and then we were walking in to go get my camera when I saw the shadow figure. So, mm-hmm. yeah,
You said it was a swirling
fog.
Fog.
And it had a hole in the center. It was like
it was like a spiral shape, kind of.
Right.
And it had what in the center?
It had a hole in the center. I mean, there was no center to it. It was just this ring of
fog.
Dude,
it was a Stargate, man. She had dove into it. You've been in Egypt or something like 20,000 years ago.
And then it's when we decided, okay, we're not going to walk into some other dimension. We're just going to turn around.
Turn around and leave. You probably did the right thing.
Not tonight. I got to be home by 10.
The next time I went...
40 years old.
Next time I went, I brought my friend Will. And Liz didn't come, but Tim came.
Yeah.
And we got to that willow tree again, and all three of us had this really, really bad feeling. We just said, okay, this is not the night.
Well, that's so important right there. You guys did such... You did the right thing. Because we talked about that so many times, mm-hmm. too, is we're like, if you don't feel right, don't do it. If you got a gut feeling, don't go. You're supposed to be using all of your senses when you're doing something like this. And, yeah, well, your belly's, it's a sense.
Your instinct,
your
yeah.
Instinct, your instinct
that
tells
is
you, don't sense. Do it, don't do it.
I mean, now when I go there, I mean, I just walk, I'm like, okay, whatever.
Well, you get to a point. I mean, I understand it, too. It's like, okay.
I'm familiar with the place. I know, you know, what's
going
to happen.
Well, I'm talking about physical harm, mainly, too. I mean, you right. never know what's going to happen. I mean, that's what a lot of this, the whole thing we've been talking about, this urban exploration thing. I mean, you never know what's going to happen. You don't know who you're going to run into. The dead people won't hurt you, usually.
Right.
It's the living ones you have to worry about.
The living ones are
that's
the
so important.
Nasty ones,
and you guys
yeah.
did the right thing. You guys, I mean, you're not wrong or you're not right, really. I'm going to go head on, and I'm going to dive right into that spiral thingy and see what happens. Like, hey man, you got a set on you, son, because mm-hmm. that's very cool. Maybe you would have ended up
I know
in
people
Egypt
who would try it.
Yeah,
I do. I know people
maybe,
who would do
maybe
it.
Maybe it was a Stargate. Maybe it was something. Maybe it was an opportunity of a lifetime. But who knows if you're coming back?
Right.
You know.
Well, Liz wouldn't have let me go anyway. She would have basically, like, you know, held on to me and dragged me back. But just, you know, just on pure adrenaline
does
alone.
Does she do parties, by the way? I'm sorry. Did I jump the gun on that one?
She doesn't live in this state.
Sorry, I got a little too excited. Sorry.
She's a Marine, though.
Really?
Ooh.
Yeah.
Wow.
Does she drive a tank?
You know, I have no clue.
She might.
I know she sends all the Marine stuff back and forth. She's, like, in charge of, like, where things go and what's being shipped where. You know, tanks and... artillery
oh,
and all
so she
stuff.
Sends the tanks to the communities with schools and churches and yeah.
Right.
Oh, good. Yeah.
Go there and run that over.
Go there and run that over.
Get her. Kill. Kill.
Jungle Jim.
Sick of
that.
Sick
gym.
A tank on somebody.
Yeah.
Go get him, boy. Go get him. That's so stupid.
Now anyway, we're sounding like
now
our,
we're, now I think we're all
our
exhausted.
Own forums.
I think
yeah.
We're exhausted. I think
but,
that's what the problem is here.
So yeah. That's why those are my favorite spots. And then Morrow Road. I've never had anything
I
really exciting happen there until that one night you and I were there to take a picture of the stupid sign. Will and I went up there,
mm-hmm.
and I swear we would have gotten, like, the death squirt was in danger of being overturned by Bigfoot. I just swear. I just know this to be a fact.
Yeah, it wouldn't have been a very hard job, I don't think. But.
It could have gotten turned over by a 12-year-old girl, yeah. But
year old Catholic girl,
yeah.
Crying.
But it's...
Bone marrow problems. Sorry, that was disgusting.
But yeah, the we're sitting there, and it just got unearthly silent.
Mm.
And there's supposed to be crickets and birds and crap, you know,
there
sound.
Was nothing.
There was not
You could have heard
sound.
A pin drop at the other end of the road.
And then when you did hear sounds, you heard footsteps coming your way. And it's like, okay, this is not good. This is not the normal, you know, I've not been on an investigation quite like this before.
Mm-hmm.
And we were there to take a picture of the side that says Morrow.
Doug just turns down the road. He's like, oh, I'm just going to drive down it. All of a sudden, he just stops.
I just stopped, turned off the car.
So otherwise, we're just sitting there.
Well, wait. Now, there's a legend to this road that we've talked about briefly here and there. The legend is that you come to Morrow Road, you have to go to the second bridge, right?
There's only really one bridge. And
there's two bridges. There's one on the north side of the road and one on the south side.
Yeah.
The one on the north side is still visible, so I imagine that's the one that draws all the attention, even though it's the wrong one.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, my aunt grew up in Algonac, so she knows exactly where it was because there was a bridge there at one time.
Yeah.
It was too much of a tourist attraction.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah. Well, you go there, you stop at the second bridge. Let's just say the second bridge. And you have to shut the motor off in your car. And you have to put your keys on the dash. And supposedly, theoretically, hypothetically, all that fun stuff, it's there should be a light coming at you. A light that comes at your car. And
and gets in your car before you can grab your keys off your dash.
Yeah, it gets in your car. We tested this live on the movie Afterlife.
Yes.
We did it twice, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, it was funny.
With a camera. It was serious. We had a camera in the car, man.
Yeah.
We had a camera in the car. Tom was in the car with me. We had the camera pointing at the back seat of the car. We did it twice. And then, hey, honk the horn. See what happens. Like, we're going to call the ghost. Come on out, ghost. I mean, like, we honked the horn and nothing happened.
Well, you know what's interesting? There's variations on that honk the horn three times kind of thing. The other one is flash your lights. And, for example, on that series right there, that Ghost 1 through 6 or whatever.
Mm-hmm. No, movies? Yeah.
Yeah, moderated by Patrick McNee. Anyway.
I love that guy.
He's so freaky. I wonder when he died. It was before that.
Oh,
it was before he did that.
I think that's a matter of opinion too, though.
But he is really, really neat.
He's creepy.
He really did work very well as the moderator for that show. Anyway, they went to this place in like Indiana, not Alton, Illinois, but Indiana.
Yeah.
Oh, that must be the next. No, Illinois is further than Indiana. But anyway, from here.
Probably, our European listeners probably know the states better than we do.
Yeah,
right?
They're like,
thinking about that.
They're like, next to Illinois. Why doesn't he know what's next to Alton, Illinois? Everybody knows that.
Yeah.
It's like,
stupid American. What are they doing? What is that problem?
Our invasion plans are going well. They don't even know how to get around. So what happens is they went to that city in Illinois on that like nowhere road, and they have to flash their lights three times or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're supposed to see this ghost light, you know, in the distance. And sure enough, they did.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they saw a ghost light, and then they went and checked it out, and there was like they found a stop sign or something that could have possibly reflected light, but they didn't. The guy says right on the thing, he's like, I don't think it was that, you know. But, you saw that. Did I show that to you?
Yeah.
So it was, you know, there's like flash your lights or honk your horn and things like that to get the ghost's attention, I guess. But you guys had actually honked the horn three times.
We honked the horn. Yeah. We didn't flash the lights. We shut the lights off. And nothing happened. Nothing happened. And, I mean, that place has been scaring me for a very long time. I was very upset.
Yeah, first time I went there with you, I fell in a ditch.
Yeah.
That was a trip.
We didn't even find the place. We had a real nice tour of, like, Alpena.
Yeah.
With no gas in the car going, dude, we're going to get locked up in the backwoods here, and Bubba Jim is going to come out here and just, like, murder us.
Mm-hmm.
And put us in the trunk of the car and drive us into a river somewhere, and we're going to drown. It's going to suck. Let's go. We were off. Hey, there's that same house that we drove by a half an hour ago. Great. So we're going in a big circle now. Wonderful. We're going to die, Doug.
Fortunately, I know the roads.
That dramatic.
I know the roads around there a lot better
Da-ding.
Now.
Yeah, now we know. We're going to die. No, we're not.
I had written directions.
I found it.
I didn't have a map or anything.
Terrence and Philip came. Bad jokes all day long.
But yeah,
firing them out.
That's why that's the most exciting for me is
it's public places.
No, that's just my own preference.
You really have nothing to worry about. You can focus on what you're there to do.
Exactly.
That's the big thing here. If you have permission, if you have the okay from the owner of the property, you can go there and focus on what you're there to do. And if you are a paranormal investigator, you can focus on that.
Well,
not looking over your shoulder every 2 minutes going, it's a cop's here.
I'm also into the idea of the fact that almost anybody could go there and have a paranormal experience. Because if you're talking about a private home or even restaurants that are haunted, but they're haunted at night when nobody's allowed there but the cook or whatever, or the cleaning staff, you know, with those kinds of haunts, it's not like, you know, your grandmother could be, you know, there and all of a sudden have a paranormal experience.
Yeah.
And it's not like your mom and dad or your sister or my brothers or, you know, they couldn't be there and have this spontaneous paranormal experience that would may change their life or change their outlook or make them think, you know, about, hey, wait a minute, maybe Doug isn't all that weird. You know, something like that. That's what really, really attracts me to public places.
Because anybody can go there.
Anybody could, yeah.
Any walk of life.
Anybody could just be walking down that footpath or driving up Morrow Road or any of these things, you know, even the bridge that supposedly they don't see anything. And have a paranormal experience. And that just really, you know, shines for me. That's the thing that draws me to public places.
We're not going to go to jail. I think that's the big thing here is we're not going to get arrested or we're not going to be harassed by somebody to get off their property.
And there's that's a big plus as well.
It's a huge plus.
Yeah.
It's gigantic.
But that's only a plus for me because the main attraction for me is the fact that anybody could go there and just have this spontaneous paranormal experience.
Exactly.
I hope to have one, you know, and I think I've really found some pretty decent proof. You know, I mean, the fingerprints are just the penultimate, you know. I don't know how to explain it anymore. That's it.
We just need to get these pictures up on the site.
Yeah.
I'd like to do that. Let's switch gears. We got 10 minutes left. Let's switch gears. I want to talk about something very important.
Okay.
I want to talk about paranoia.
Oh, okay.
I want to talk about paranoia. I was at...
Was that in the brief? Where's the brief for this? I have to think now. Go ahead.
I had one of our friends came out from Ann Arbor today.
Okay.
Little Aziza.
Oh, cool.
She was actually on the show in time. We got into a little conversation. We went and had a bite to eat. She went with me to the hardware store. That was being manly, buying more crap for the house. So she got to see me make a complete goof of myself. Going, how does this work? Is this our
it's
size?
A screw. You just... Yeah. you figure it out?
Yeah, she got a good laugh out of that. Well, we went and had lunch together, and we were just discussing stuff. And we were just talking about what we were both referring to as enlightenment. When you hit a certain age where you it depends on who you are. Not a lot of people, I guess, go through this except for me. But you hit a certain point where you feel like you've been enlightened. Or you feel like, I know the truth now. Or you have a good idea of what the truth may be. And you stop taking things for what they really are.
The one thing that I know is that what you learn eventually, and it does take a long time, it takes some thought, is you learn that the truth is rarely what anybody says it is.
Yeah, and I don't want to get into this again where we're like, bah, bah, bah. No, I don't want to rant about it, but there's just this weird feeling that I've been having, and I'm kind of curious to know if other people, I mean, if you've been through this before, because I'm getting to the point now, we discussed...
You're hearing
this.
Voices?
No, not hearing voices, no, I'm totally here, I mean, I'm not blown out, but we discussed it a little bit actually on the way home last night. When we were coming home from when we were coming back from the Coney after we went ghost hunting, talking about paranoia kind of and going, hey man, you know, I've been watching this and I've been reading up on this and I've been doing so much study and I've been wallowing in this stuff, trying to figure out what the truth is. Well, I don't really think I know what the truth is yet, but I'm really not believing anything that anyone says anymore.
Well, that sounds like a vicious circle, actually.
It's a very vicious circle.
Because if somebody come up to you and said, here's the truth, you'd be like, yeah, right.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. It's like the boy who cried wolf.
Yeah, there you go.
The boy who cried wolf.
Yeah.
I'm getting to the point where I go, okay, I have this source right here, which is complete BS. And I have this source right here, which is, you know, claiming to be the truth, claiming that the other source here is completely lying to you. Okay? And then I go, I get myself to the point now where I've been reading so much going and getting all these different viewpoints, which, you know, sometimes having an open mind sucks. Let's just put it that way. Because you can't get to the bottom of anything. You always agree to disagree all the time. And it's like you just said, it's a vicious circle. And I've been getting into these modes now where I'm like, okay, here's the truth. We're being lied to. No, man, what's wrong with you, dude? Come on, mellow out. And Aziza talked about this today, and she's like, yeah, you know what? You get to a point, though, and, you know, it's way easy just to get up and go to work every day and do your thing and just kind of take things for what they are, you know, and live life. That's fine. And it's very stressful on you as a person. It puts a stress on you to think that you know the truth like this and to think that everybody's lying to you. Because I'm getting to the point now, we've talked about this already, I've taken a vow of non-media.
Yeah.
I'm not watching any TV whatsoever. As a matter of fact, I went to my parents' house on Thursday and she was watching Maury Povich. You need to turn this off now. Okay, you need to just turn this off. I can't watch. Let's watch the news. I'm not watching the news. I don't want to watch the news. Now, one thing that I did learn today from Aziz was like, hey, you know what? You're doing the right thing, but here's the problem. You got to know your enemy, too.
Oh,
If you're not paying no attention to what's going on around you, they're going to come right behind you and take your feet off from under you. So it's something I've been thinking about. But at the same token, though...
Does that mean you're going to get cable?
No. I'm not paying the bill. Regardless, I'm not paying the bill.
Sorry, FJ. You're not getting cable.
He's so mad at me. Come on, man. Let's get cable. I'm not watching the Spice Channel. I can care less about the Spice Channel. It's basically the reason we've been doing porno 24/7. But I'm getting to this point now where it's like I have to bring myself back to earth. I really do. I have to go, man, you know what? You got to stop for a second and play conformist for 5 minutes and go, look, okay, all right, I love Pepsi, I love McDonald's, and I love going to Walmart, just for 5 minutes at least, you know what I mean, which I do because of you. I'm poisoning my body with this sewage they call DP. And
now, I'm going to have to call the Pepsi company.
Oh, yeah, we lost the endorsement.
Yeah,
right?
So
we lost the endorsement.
That, yeah.
So, no, I'm just wondering, you know, I'm just curious if other people out there, which unfortunately they're not going to be able to call in anyways, get into this mode sometimes where, you know, you're like, okay, I can't believe anybody anymore. It's such a stress. It really is. And that's one thing that Aziz is like, don't you feel stressed, though, all the time? I'm like, no, I'm pretty much having fun, but there's always, she was right, though. I'd say, you know, there always is this just red line that's going under everything else going, don't believe them, don't listen to it, don't take it at face value. Think about it first before you go out and buy that or you put your name on that dotted line or do this or do that. And it's very stressful. It really is. I'm just curious if other people have gotten into that mode. And what do you do to pull yourself out of it? Because it's really starting to irk me now. I mean, you know what I'm talking about?
Well, it's really interesting because I'm fairly familiar with a lot of, you know, conspiracy theory. And
I'm not even just talking about conspiracy theory.
Oh, I know.
I mean, that's part of it, of course.
Well, and also I'm very familiar with how the, you know, people's thoughts on the media.
Yeah.
Of which we are a small, teeny little itty bitty drop.
Yeah.
But I think this kind of media is a lot more important than, you know, Fox News and stuff like that.
Obviously.
Yeah. Because it's just two people.
Not because it's ours.
Well, this is two or three people sitting in the basement talking, and I think that's, you know, that's a lot more real sometimes.
And
than,
with server crashes and people kicking mics and people being, I mean, it's all real.
Let me hold up that article we just talked about for a half hour about the, you know, people breaking into the Felt Mansion.
Mm-hmm.
It turns out they didn't. Mm-hmm. The whole article is flawed.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because they said they broke into this mansion and they broke into, prison near the mansion.
Near the mansion, exactly.
Okay, well, you know.
And that was just a little article. It wasn't anything on a huge
right.
resource. It was just a little article. So just the small pieces, the people you think.
Even these little, yeah, you would think that the guy would have, like, you know, maybe made a phone call or asked somebody.
Or,
you know,
do
they break into the mansion?
I hate to say it, but or.
Or listen.
The headline isn't, there's not going to be a screaming headline if it's, well, let's say case example. Group of kids get caught breaking into Felt Mansion. Ooh, that's pretty powerful. Group of kids get caught breaking into Felt Mansion, Saugatuck, Michigan. Or, group of kids get caught breaking into building behind Felt Mansion on the other side of the soccer field. Because really, that's the only way, I mean, you could probably phrase it some other way, you know, building near Felt Mansion, building in the vicinity of Felt Mansion, building around Felt Mansion.
Abandoned prison.
I mean,
whatever, you know, something
you
know. Like that, but yeah.
But the word Felt, the Felt Mansion's a very popular area, so they knew that was what's going to bring in the people
will,
to watch.
People recognize the photo of the Felt Mansion in that area, and anyone who's been there from all over the place for a ghost hunt.
Just a little media source. And that's where that's the problem I'm having, though. It's like, I can't believe the little guy anymore, it seems like.
Right. And you would think that that's where the only, I mean, because if you look at the huge mass media,
yeah,
right, you pretty much have to hope that pretty much almost any little kernel of truth, you know, can be discerned.
Uh-huh.
But that you know that any story is pretty much baseless or pretty much reported completely wrong.
And I hate it. I hate to have to feel that way. Because it makes me angry, and it makes me mad all the time. And I'm always mad and angry, and that's where the stress is coming from that Aziza was talking about, too. Is that you're stressing all the time, and you're going to burn yourself out doing that.
Well, what I do for news is I look at news.google.com all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I also listen to AM 800 CKLW.
Yeah.
I listen to Canadian news.
Yeah.
I know about their exiting prime minister and the new one, and he did all this, you know, totally shook up their cabinet or whatever. He went bonkers, and he's like, oh, everyone's got to tighten their belts. Mm-hmm. That's the latest thing, and he's... you know, cutting programs. And I mean, I know everything going on in Canada, right? and of course, a little bit feeds over from the United States. Mm. So I know some of that, too.
Well, on that basis,
but
though,
I don't...
It seems
like
it would even be worse on Canadian radio, though. Because by that time, it's been filtered through so many different media sources.
The U.S. news.
That now that it goes over to Detroit River, it's been completely drained of any truth whatsoever. That's just that's what I'm.
That could be.
There you
I
go.
Don't
more
know,
paranoia.
But I also listen to WWJ or whatever it is on 950 AM,
mm-hmm.
and that's more like headlines.
Mm-hmm.
So I really like that. But you know what? We'll have to talk about the rest of that later.
Dude, you're lying.
No, we're out of time. Well, it's 9:00.
I don't trust you.
We could go. We could probably go on Pioneer 2 for another half hour if you want to do a whole 2 hour show.
Think,
but
I'm really fried. I think we really just like. Burned ourselves hard here.
Yeah, I think so,
we
too.
We took that break at the beginning of the show.
That
was it. We just blew through this thing as fast as we could to try to pack all this information in, whatever information it was.
I think it was a lot of
absolutely,
stuff.
Absolutely.
This was classic Ghostly Talk.
Absolutely.
This is
absolutely.
How it started. So, well, no, how it started after the first 13.
Stick around for Angel in the Night. She's after us.
Angel, or is it,
Angel?
I think it's,
I thought it was Angel.
Headroom or something.
Is the Max Headroom show?
Not Max Headroom.
Headroom, sorry.
Headgear. Max Headroom.
You forgot my headgear.
Max.
I'm sorry, man. It's time for bed. I'm really screwing up bad today.
It is 7:00.
I'm telling stupid bad jokes. I'm not funny. I'm not doing anything right. I'm talking about how paranoid I am. People think I probably the guys in the white coats are waiting out in front of my car right now. Going, we've been waiting for you. We've been waiting for you. Get in the back of the wagon, boy.
That's it.
Shut your mouth, take your pills, boy.
We are out of here for this week. We'll be back on Pioneer. This is Ghostly Talk. I'm Doug.
And I'm Scott L.
And we'll be back next Sunday, 7 p.m. till 9 p.m. Eastern. Merry Christmas, by the way.
Forgot about Christmas.
Yeah, Merry Christmas, everybody.
Stupid corporate holiday. Bye.
True science will not deny the existence of things because they cannot be weighed and measured. It will rather lead us to believe that the wonders and subtleties of possible existence surpass all that our mental powers allow us clearly to perceive.
We must ignore no existence whatsoever. We may variously interpret or explain its meaning and origin, but if a phenomenon does exist, it demands some kind of explanation.
A quote from the Principles of Science, William Stanley Jevons, 1835 to 1880.